uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It is Wednesday, the day after D-Day. It was amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today, every Wednesday. Manhood Hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. It's so important. And if you don't realize that from last night, then I don't know what it's going to take for you to realize that as men become weaker, we lose the country, we lose families, we lose the children. We lose. All right. So elections happened last night, midterms. Elections happened. I want to know, what do you think about last night elections? Also, my biblical question. I have a biblical question. How does a male become a man and a female becomes a woman? How does a male become a man and a female become a woman? I want to know. That's my biblical question. So last night, the Democrats took over the House. Republicans gained more seats in the Senate. And so how am I feeling about it? Disappointed that the Democrats took over the House. Happy that the Republicans took over the Senate. There were many, I think about 30 Republicans who were retiring from the House anyway, and so the Democrats kind of replaced them. And so disappointed a little bit, but if you notice, there was no blue wave as the pundits, the media, liberal media was telling us that, oh, it's going to be a blue wave. That did not happen. Not surprised by that it did not happen. It should not have happened. That's the last thing that we need in this country, a blue wave. It will be destructive. So now I'm looking forward to seeing how the great white hope deal with the wicked witch of the West with the low IQ, Maxine Waters, and Nancy Pelosi. That is, and Chuck Schumer, too. That's going to be amazing to watch for the next 2 years. I'm glad that the Senate, that more Republicans are in the Senate. Now we can still hopefully get the, the border thing down, the wall up, and other things that need to happen. Trade and all that stuff needs to be completed. Infrastructures, we can get that done now that we have more in the Senate. So I'm happy about that. Some of the races are still up for grab. They're neck and neck. So we're going to keep an eye on that as we move forward today, all right? But I do want to hear from you. I was hoping that the House would, still be controlled mostly by the Republicans, even though when we had the Republicans in the House, President Trump, the great white hope, had to fight to get anything done because they were such rhino Republicans with the same mentality as the Democrats had. So not a real big deal. So we'll see what happened there. I'm glad that Paul Ryan and all those guys are out of there. They're leaving. Good rhythm to bad rubbish. I'm glad that they're gone. We need real Republicans in the House. So election results last night. Democrats took the House. Republicans gained seats in the Senate. And they are now controlled. The Senate is controlled by Republicans. Brian Kemp, a Republican, leads Black Democrat Stacey Abrams down in Georgia. And remember, Stacey Abrams is a far-left socialist, godless Black liberal. She's a socialist to the core. And she was backed by Oprah, and the fallen messiah, Barack Obama. Was bad by them, Biden and others. And so it looked like she's going to lose. Isn't that beautiful? And I'm glad about that because Georgia on my mind. I like Georgia. If I didn't live in California, I had planned to live in Georgia. But at the time, it was controlled by conservatives, Republicans, when I had considered living in Georgia. Time has passed. Democrats have taken over Georgia, especially in the urban areas, and it's going to hell in a handbasket. And so I was hoping that, I'm glad that Stacey Abrams, it looked like she will not be winning there. Because if she had, it would be over for Georgia. It really would be over for Georgia. It's amazing that where people of color take over, nothing but destruction comes. Have you noticed that? And one of the problems that we're having in our country today is that people of color, that includes the blacks and Hispanics and Muslims and others, they are moving into the suburbs. They're moving into these conservative states, and they are bringing their liberal ideas and liberal votes, and that is having an impact on the country. This is why we got to put another reason, not the only, that we have to put up the beautiful wall around the borders, and we got to be careful who we even let in through the front door, because these people are not coming with Judeo-Christian values. They're coming from third world S-hole countries, and they're bringing those same values. And they're sucking the life out of our social system, out of this country. So Brian Kemp leads by, I'm being told that this woman, Stacey Abrams, reportedly just under 2 points behind with about 100% reporting. I don't care how many points she loses, as long as she loses. You know what I'm saying? And she's still not conceding right now. But it's okay. She's going to have to do it, hopefully. Ron DeSantis, a Republican, was elected governor of Florida, defeating a black Democrat, Andrew Gillum. I am happy about that one. Gillum is under investigation. And I was very, very concerned about this one because I know that not all. When most black people find out that it's a Democrat, it's black, and it's corrupt, he or she is corrupt, they tend to get out and vote for corrupt people. And Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum, along with Beto O'Rourke, what's his name, James? O'Rourke, they were supported by Hollywood. And you all know that the entertainment community is perverted to the core. And they got behind three socialists. Thank God it seemed as though they all three have lost. Ron DeSantis, a Republican, was elected for governor out of Florida, defeated black Democrat Andrew Gillum, who was supported by George Soros and others. Ted Cruz was reelected to U.S. Senate from Texas, defeated Beto O'Rourke, backed by celebrities. I was told that Beto cursed on live TV after admitting that he had lost. We're going to get to that in a minute. Marsha Blackburn, a Republican from Tennessee, was elected to Senate. And remember that perverted woman, Taylor Swift, backing her opponent at the last minute. She came out in support of her opponent, thinking that somehow or another she had influence on people. Taylor, go back into your hellhole and dance to the devil or sing to the devil. This woman, Alexandria Cortez, a socialist, won in New York, and she went after ICE in her speech. New York and California, especially the Los Angeles, San Francisco area, are lost. We've lost New York and California, at least in the inner cities, because of people of color, the Hispanics, the blacks, and others. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill, out of Missouri lost her re-election being to Josh Hawley, a Republican. And Clara, at the last minute, was trying to pretend that she's not like those other bad Democrats. She's not like those other bad Democrats. No one fell for that, thank God. Democrat Bob Menendez of New Jersey won his re-election bid despite past federal corruption charges, including bribery, fraud, and making false statements. One thing about the Democratic Party, it is a corrupt party. The lack of values, they support everything that goes against God. It's amazing. Keith Ellison, remember him? He was elected Minnesota Attorney General despite domestic abuse allegation. That was the first openly gay male governor, first lesbian Native American congresswoman, first Muslim congresswoman, two of them included a Somali refugees. What a mess! What a mess.